Let's see. David has no relations. He wants to point out the National Academy of Sciences, of which the Institute of Medicine is part, was founded during Abraham Lincoln's times. It's not part of the government. It's to advise the government on delicate issues. And the Institute of Medicine has a number of distinguished members who are periodically voted, and Linda Birnbaum was one of the newer people who is on the Institute of Medicine. The Air Force Health Study, or RANCHAN study, was instigated by the Air Force in June 1979. The protocol was subject to rounds of review and revision. The final protocol, when people were thinking only about TCDD as dangerous chemical in Agent Orange, and they weren't thinking that other dioxins existed in people's bodies, was published in 1982. And as you'll recall, Bob Bauchman and Matt Messelson at Harvard were the first to have presented human biomonitoring for TCDD in environmental health perspectives. I think it was 1973. And those were Vietnamese women with very high levels of TCDD, as compared with other Vietnamese women with lower levels in their breast milk, and then Cambridge, Massachusetts, mothers with much lower levels. And then there was a lapse for a while before people started measuring TCDD in people. The protocol that was established by the Air Force called for a 20-year morbidity study with up to 6 physical exams in a certain number of years up through year 20, and companion mortality and reproductive studies. The total cost through 2006 was estimated to be $143 million, which was criticized by some people and thought to be too high or too low, depending on your point of view. The exposure to American veterans during the Vietnam incident was from they were potentially exposed from 62 to 71 when Agent Orange was used in Vietnam. You have to go on then and look from that time period to when the study occurred, which started sometime afterwards. And this has created a number of gaps, and the science has moved forward with the idea of toxic equivalence to measure all the dioxins and all the dioxin-like toxicity. They studied a number of endpoints. They did very expensive and extensive human medical exams. There's a huge number of specimens taken. They asked a lot of interesting questions. And there were over 1,000 RANCHANders and varying numbers, more than that, of the comparison veterans. The comparison group was Air Force veterans who did not serve in Vietnam but were in Southeast Asia, did not spray Agent Orange. This later turned out not to be the greatest idea because some of the veterans moved from one military group to the other. A huge number of x-rays, serum samples were collected, about 2,000 serum TCDD analysis, and one time only all the dioxin-like compounds, but for a very tiny number of samples for the last go-around. There were 2,000 whole blood samples collected, a lot of urine, 9,000 semen samples, 300 adipose tissue samples. And we think for the most part that for TCDD, the adipose tissue and the blood lipids is just about identical. If you go from blood to milk, you get for all the dioxins, you may get some slight differences, and from brominated flame retardants, but not very much. Okay, they looked at offspring through age 18. And there was a question there, who was the father for the offspring? Were you really recording the correct father? And what about other offspring which were not recorded, babies in Vietnam or elsewhere that were not to the service person's wife? There was a huge amount of investigation done. Data was collected and analyzed on 20,000 subjects. And this was a really expensive and extensive study. But They didn't change the protocol until the very end for certain things, like why don't you look at all the dioxins that contribute, because only 400 approximately of the ranchhanders who were in that spraying unit had elevated TCDD. And was shown earlier today, these were primarily those who stayed on the ground and did the dirty work, not the pilots and others. They mixed the Agent Orange, they cleaned the vessels, and of the 1,200 or so, roughly, ranchhanders, only 400 had elevated TCDD of any noted significance. IOM was supposed to collect data, studies, and what they were known for was the every 2 year studies, veterans in Agent Orange, review the literature, putting together different committees from academia and other sources, and these were published every 2 years. What does the literature show about herbicides and adverse health effects, not only dioxin, not only phenoxy herbicides like 2,4-D or 2,4-5-T, which was Agent Orange, but what do we know from the literature, farmers in America, spouses of farmers and elsewhere, and worker studies as well, where, as you saw earlier, the levels in the blood of workers were the highest of all dioxin levels that have been recorded to date in blood. And this is something relatively new. What was going to happen to the Air Force Ranch Hand study, or the Air Force Health study, and the Institute of Medicine published this book. They talked about options. Was it worth saving? Was it worth continuing? Should we look at the assets, the data, the x-rays, the electrocardiograms, the blood dioxin levels, the huge amount of epidemiology and medical data that was done. It was felt that the Air Force health data is unique. It should be continued. It was continued, and the present time, the Institute of Medicine is funded by the Veterans Administration to continue, but they have money right now for a small number of 50, maximum of 50,000 a year studies. The first round of grant applications have gone in. Some people were eliminated. Some are still being considered. They haven't announced who the winners are, pending IRB approval for those winners. The second round of studies of requests has gone in, and we don't know who submitted, who's going to be funded, and that hasn't been decided yet. And there's a site where you can get more information.